Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Guess what? You can now listen to select Room 33 podcasts on SoundCloud. SoundCloud has lots of cool music to experience, and I've also created a new higher education course at a learning organization that is open. It is called Oplerno. The course is Decision 14, The Battle for the U.S. Senate. The course analyzes key contests that could help determine control of the institution and thus help shape American politics for the next 2 years. It is for credit, all online, and should be a lot of fun. The course starts September 8th. I have linked both of these to my website, carltroutman.com. Now, on to this week's podcast. I've been thinking about the recent earthquakes in Oklahoma. Yes, earthquakes in Oklahoma, and lots of them. According to an August 9th news article, in 2014, ones that were 3.0 or higher, well, there were 292 of them. And on August 19th alone, there were 20 earthquakes. Now, a majority of them were not big ones, but near Guthrie, a 4.21 hit. And in 2013, there were 109 that were 3.0 or above. The U.S. Geological Survey describes what happened in the fall of 2011. The magnitude 4.7 and 5.6 earthquakes that occurred on November 5, 2011 were situated in a region located about 50 kilometers east of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Earthquakes are not unusual in Oklahoma, but they often are too small to be felt. From 1972 to 2008, about 2 to 6 earthquakes a year were recorded by the USGS National Earthquake Information Center. These earthquakes were scattered broadly across the east-central part of the state. In 2008, the rate of earthquakes began to rise, with over a dozen earthquakes occurring in the region east-northeast of Oklahoma City and southwest of Tulsa, Oklahoma. In 2009, the rate of seismicity continued to climb, with nearly 50 earthquakes recorded, many big enough to be felt. In 2010, this activity continued. The magnitude 4.7 and 5.6 earthquakes of November 5, 2011 are the largest events recorded during this period of increased seismicity. Additionally, the M5.6 quake is the largest quake to hit Oklahoma in modern times. What is causing the increased number of earthquakes? Could it be fracking? Oklahoma is big into fracking. Well, what is fracking? A way to get gas and oil from the ground. How? Through high-pressure liquids, and wastewater is produced. Well, the problem seems to be that wastewater that is injected deep into the ground is triggering earthquakes. Now, apparently, most of the wastewater injection wells are not causing seismic activity, but there is an earthquake link to some wells. So, if nothing else, more study is needed. Just what is the relationship between intensity of earthquakes and wastewater quantity? But what does Oklahoma do as the scientists continue to study the relationship? Well, it would be very difficult to put a moratorium on fracking that would anger the oil and gas industry. They provide a lot of jobs and have a lot of political power, and let's be honest, people want to work. But do you just accept the earthquakes as their new normal? Become even more fatalistic than some citizens may feel already? I would hope not. Citizens can use the courts, force politicians to debate the reality that is occurring now in Oklahoma, publicly question the power of energy companies, and link this to the need to accelerate our transition to use more of alternative energy sources like wind and solar. Well, there is a Red Cross earthquake app. This is helpful, but reactive. Let's not get caught up with just having to survive the world we have created with our dependence on traditional sources of energy. By 2050, why not have all renewable energy in Oklahoma? There is a plan to do that, with most of the energy coming from the sun and wind. Let's ramp up our efforts to build a better future. Thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.